Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, December 5th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Kavanaugh, who is traveling today and will not be with us, nor will he be calling in. We'll begin the meeting reviewing tonight's City Council agenda. Okay, page 2, items 3A through 3C. 3D through 4C. 4D through 4H. 4I through 5E. 5F. Through 8A, 9A, and 10. Okay. That was easy. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor. Sorry, my phone just went to make noise. Sorry, we're gonna turn that off. The mayor and I had the opportunity to attend the Falcon Field Tenant Appreciation Barbecue on Saturday. How many people do you think were there?
Corinne, I think 170-something, I think was the final count. She's not here. I think it was 175, 176, yeah.
Wonderfully happy Falcon Field Airport tenants that rent a hanger or tie down from us, and we
really
had
a business.
Have a business, and we had a fun time. And they all came out, and no one complained to me. It was delightful. I directed them towards the mayor.
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd you get so lucky? we had. Let's just say we had. I had some very good dialogue with some of the members. We're going through some interesting changes in our airport. Falcon Field is a wonderful airport, being a pilot, I get to fly around to a lot of different places in the West, and I'll tell you, it's always good to come home, and the tower and the place and everyone at Falcon is just it's second to none as far as I'm concerned. But it's going in transition, like everything, especially in a post 9/11 world. With airports, there's a new world that we have to deal with, and that is, you know, FAA rules and changes in the aerospace, in general aviation, fuel costs that have gone through the ceiling. You know, most you may not realize it, but avgas is over $6 a gallon, so it's not cheap to fly anymore. And so all these changes are hard, we're finding a balance out there. So I appreciate the efforts of our airport staff and the tenants, and it was good of them to come out. So actually, no, I didn't have anyone come up and complain to me. How can they complain when they have a cheeseburger in their hand? I mean, come on.
A good cheeseburger.
So thank you, and thanks to those at the monastery. If you've never been to the monastery, a shout out for them, because they hosted it, and it was great, and good food, good location right there on the corner of Falcon Drive and McKellops. So thank you. Anything else? You want to report on Saturday? You want me to report on Saturday? Oh, thanks, Councilmember Glover. Councilmember Glover and I guess Councilmember Richens, you end up coming too?
Yeah,
to the first, we don't know in how long, Christmas tree lighting in downtown Mesa. Appreciate our Downtown Mesa Association and the Parks and Rec staff for really pulling together with limited amount of time a Christmas tree on the corner of McDonald and Main Street. Boy, it was cold. And after standing outside at Falcon Field and going down to Main Street, it was my feet were completely numb. They were frostbitten. I have no feet right now. They're gone. That's one of the things I was going to report on. I have no feet. Not really. But we still had a bunch of brave souls hanging around. And great downtown. Thank you so very much. Even though it was cold and rainy and windy, we lit the tree. Come on down and visit downtown. It's got lights. We're building a tradition. Next year they got great plans for even doing more and more of a returning of Christmas celebrations and holiday celebrations to downtown, and this was a good start. So really enjoyed that. Thank you so very much to our Parks and Rec, Mark Kirschberg and David Short and their staff for making it happen. Councilman Richens.
Attended two events this week. One was the Boy Scout Awards for the Mesa District, which covers most of Mesa. It was held at our convention center and for the first time, and they were really happy with those facilities and it went really well. Also, on Saturday morning, attended the Food Allergy and Anaphylactic Network walk to find a cure for food allergies, which I suffer from personally, and there's a lot of kids that have some life-threatening allergies there, and they I think they raised about $60,000, wow, which is pretty cool. So, thanks.
Thank you. Anything else? Great. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder that we have a study session this Thursday morning, and then it will be followed by a Sustainability and Transportation Committee meeting. Also, Thursday evening, we have our District 3 Building Stronger Neighborhoods meeting, which will be at Jordan Elementary School, and that's from 6:30 to 7:30 also. And this Saturday, we have our Household Hazardous Waste Collection event, and it will begin at 8 a.m. till noon at the Center Street facility. So, oh, and also, oh, Dennis isn't here. I was just looking for, there will be a District 3 pancake breakfast on Saturday, December 10th. It's a pancake breakfast and toy drive. It'll be at Fire Station 207, which is our Dobson Road Fire Station. And so we're collecting toys for youth. He's collecting, Councilman Kavanaugh is collecting toys during that event to share in the community. So when you come, bring a toy.
And I think this is the third or fourth year in a row Dennis has done this. I think I've gone at least a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been going on a while.
Yeah, so very successful.
I think he was doing it in his previous.
Yeah, campaign. Very successful. Please bring your toys down to the Dobson Ranch Fire Station and be great cause and good breakfast served up by firefighters.
And Mayor, just quickly remind the council, I don't know if you've seen it, Thursday, John, correct me if I'm wrong, will be our joint City Council Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. We'll have the form-based code consultants right. Will be here to provide their report. Is that correct?
Right. So that'll be this, on the draft code.
That'll be this
Thursday morning.
Oh, so this Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's just the same time as our, we're inviting them to your study session. And that way, both will get to see it together, the report, ask some questions, and then, of course, then the report will go to P&Z before they'll come back to council.
Right.
So we thought.
That will be a fairly extensive public outreach campaign. Oh, will start after that also.
Good. We just thought the first initial report to have both bodies here. So
yeah, we've done
that'll happen on this coming Thursday, correct?
Okay. And then did you mention the next council meeting is actually next Monday rather
than
two weeks from now?
The 12th. Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, I have a motion adjourned, Councilmember Higgins, second Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.